GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Trying to bring you both sides on the question one issue. First, reaching back to the governor's weekly radio address this weekend, taking aim at question one and talking about Big Pharma.
The campaign is masquerading itself as opposition to Big Pharma. But really, pharmaceutical companies hardly benefit at all from producing vaccines.
And then the clarification, the counterpoint from Kara Sachs from Yes on One. You heard it moments ago as we talked with her on the PDQ Door telephone line.
If you look at Merck's latest financial reports for 2019, they haven't released the fourth quarter yet. So only the first three quarters through September, they made over $6.1 billion in sales alone in just childhood vaccines. And they cite, you know, the measles epidemic and the fear in the media as a profit, you know, uptick for them.
Where do you want to go first? The phones, the emails, or the text messages this morning, Professor?
Well, the only comment, we go where you take us here with the buttons, but we have to be a little careful when we start throwing numbers around. The vaccine market, according to what I've read, is about $24 billion worldwide, which represents about 2 to 3% of their total worldwide pharmaceutical industry. If you want to compare it to something, compare it to the over-the-counter stuff where people buy vitamins and supplements and powders and all that kind of stuff. That's $34 billion. So when you start throwing numbers around, you have to put them into perspective.
1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi. Do you think Big Pharma benefits from immunizations? What are you thinking?
So I'd like to bring up a point that I find isn't discussed frequently enough as it relates to this issue. And it has to do with the hypocrisy surrounding some other issues that pro-vaccine groups are pushing on us. So what we'll find very often in this case is that these groups and these individuals who are supporting vaccines will die on the hill of patient choice and patient control over their own body as it relates to the killing of unborn children. But they will absolutely and categorically refuse to allow for patient choice as it relates to vaccines. And it's a very, very crucial point that I think needs to be hammered home as it relates to this issue.
Thank you. 1-800-966-1039. Caller, hello. We're clearing the line, too. And we'll go to the text messages coming in. Text messages coming into us, 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. Vaccine manufacturers make most of their profit from vaccines. Wow, do you think? That is a meaningless bit of info in regards to Big Pharma as a while. They do not make big profits from vaccines. I work for a vaccine manufacturer, for what it's worth. I understand you need to show both sides, but having this guest speaking is irresponsible. So to that person, I mean, if you're still listening, the claim from Kara Sachs was that Merck, in the first three quarters of 2019, made $6.1 billion, according to their own records, based on just childhood vaccines. And you heard the statement just a moment ago. If you find it to be untrue, send us back, or better yet, give us a call at 1-800-966-1039. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Do you think Big Pharma benefits from immunizations?
I do.
And share with us more of your thoughts.
Well, there are two things. One is very, very, very expensive for a pharmaceutical company to develop a patent medicine. It takes years of testing. They need to find someone who does not take any other medicine, and that's getting really hard to find in this society. Curiously, vaccines are tested for days and not against an inert placebo, which true science would recommend. They're tested for days, not years. And often a new drug is tested against, a new vaccine is tested against a prior with the same amount of aluminum in it, for instance. So to have a mandated product for which you have zero liability, and we all know how often pharmaceutical companies are being brought to court for fraud or injury or whatever. With vaccines, they do not need to worry about that.
Thank you. 1-800-966-1039. There are so many opinions that are flying around in this. I'm trying to keep them balanced and share one versus the other here.
Well, we have to remember this is not whether you're for or against vaccines. This vote that's coming up is whether or not you eliminate religious and philosophical exemptions from the requirements for students to attend schools and colleges, also employees of healthcare facilities. It's not whether you think pharmacies make money or whether a farmer. That isn't the issue, really.
Well, I did frame it in the question of the day this way, because the signs that you see and what Kara Sachs shares, they are saying that Big Pharma is really pushing this. And they share the numbers that say that they are pushing it. And you hear in the Governor's Weekly Radio address where she takes the run report from the Bangor Daily News that claims that Big Pharma is not making money, even though the governor says, who likes Big Pharma, if you've heard her say that comment. Caller, hi, GHRT. Do you think Big Pharma benefits from immunizations?
Of course they do. And another thing, too, you know, Rick and George, it's a fact. They've paid over $4 billion in vaccine injuries. That's what we know about. And you have to feed your family, and especially toddlers, plenty of vitamin A, C, and D, not junk food from cans, boxes, and McDonald's.
We're going to come back to the text messages in a moment, because two have come back to back. It's interesting. Caller, hi, GHRT. Do you think Big Pharma benefits from immunizations?
I do think that they benefit from immunization, but I also think that they use that money to reinvest in the development of new medications, which cost hundreds of millions of dollars of research and the FDA approval. So if you want new medications, if you want orphan drugs to be researched, there's a cost to that. And so I think that we have to consider those things. You know, it's kind of a double-edged sword.
Here are those two text messages back to back coming to us in the MTG text line. Okay. This person writes to us, I don't care about Big Pharma making profits. I don't need the government telling me I have to inject myself with drugs. Or in this case, see your children injected. Next email, text message, right back to back. They both came in at 6:39, different phone numbers. I don't care if Big Pharma profits from vaccines to prevent some of these diseases seems more important. Caller, hi. Do you think Big Pharma benefits from immunizations? Supporters of the referenda 1 month away say yes, yes, they do. The governor says no, no, they don't. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they do. They're a company. They're not making them out of the goodness of their heart.
Caller, hello, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Do you think Big Pharma benefits from immunizations?
Sure they do. My dad used to work for pharmaceutical companies doing advertising. But my concern here is they're going to start mandating that I have to take vaccines in my old age because it's good for me. I'm not taking anything, guys.
Inevitably, this comment comes into us. When Governor Mills says she believes in vaccinations, does that include all of the immigrants she's allowed into our great state? Please clarify if you can. That comment it's not something that she addressed in her weekly radio address, so we have no insight to share on that.
Well, to Dean Down East, there's nothing in the law that's going to require adults to get a vaccination of any kind. It's just, this is strictly for school and colleges.
Of course they make money off it.
Well, I'll qualify that. Healthcare workers do.
Of course they make money off it. That's the free market system. We wouldn't have any of these vaccines if it wasn't some sort of profit in it for them. I can't count on the government to protect us from these diseases because they can't do anything correctly. This person writes, the question of the day is kind of rhetorical anytime you sell something to benefit from it. But that's the claim coming from supporters of the referenda, which is, I guess, referenda. That's plural. It's referendum. There's only one question on next month's ballot, so I should say referendum. Caller, hi, GHRT. Do you think Big Pharma benefits from these immunizations?
Good morning. Well, first of all, that's a dumb question. If they didn't benefit, they wouldn't be Big Pharma. They wouldn't be doing it. I think the question should be more along the lines of whether or not we have free choice in this country.
Thank you. Caller, you get the last word on our question of the day. Do you think Big Pharma benefits from immunizations?
Of course they do. Look at the stock market.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.